Hello everyone, and welcome back to Season 2 of Youth Voices Today. This podcast is brought to you by the First Nations University of Canada, with support from the Ministry of Social Services, mentored by Dr. Jerry Goebel. I'm your host, Mercedes Redman, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to come back for Season 2. This season will have a bit of a different tone than last season. While we're still looking at the effects that COVID-19 has had on our society and our youth, there are a few new points and perspectives that come out. I was given the opportunity to travel to Saskatoon and meet some wonderful people from Youth Speak Out. Youth Speak Out is a program with the Adoption Council of Canada. The ACC works with young people to help them advocate about the importance of having a permanent family. There are approximately 30,000 children and youth in government care across Canada who are legally available for permanency, like adoption, legal guardianship, kinship care, customary care, or reunification with healthy birth family members. The majority of those children and youth are 6 years and older and will likely age out of the foster care system without a permanent family. Youth Speak Out trains youth to speak in public, to participate on panels, and to create films and artwork about why they need permanent families. There are Youth Speak Out teams across Canada. For more information, check out their website at www.adoption.ca. Once again, I'd like to thank everyone I met at Youth Speak Out. You guys are awesome and I learned so much from you guys. One person that I met was named Jessica. Since COVID-19 has come around, she's been on maternity leave, giving her plenty of time to spend with her family.
I'm currently on mat leave from my first baby, so COVID has just meant so far for me that I'm at home, kind of stir crazy all the time because we can't go anywhere. And I don't work and I don't go to school, so mostly I'm just home all day, every day. It's just me and my husband and my daughter at home. So they're really the only people I see. I haven't noticed COVID affected. I don't think it's really affected our relationship too much because he goes to work every day. And so I don't have to see him all day, every day. I'm sure if I did that we would not be as nice to each other as we are, but yeah.
Well, that sounds fun. So being home with a young child, how do you guys stay busy during quarantine?
I have a 1-year-old. So we mostly play and run around outside. And now that parks are open, we're going to parks. And she is just now learning how to run. She kind of perfected walking a few months ago, but she's running now. So it's all very exciting. We have a little splash pool in the backyard that we visit frequently. But she keeps me busy.
Well, that's good to hear. So it sounds like COVID hasn't had any particularly negative effects on you or your family. So I have another question. Do you know of any supports or programs that are available for youth that are going to or have recently aged out of care?
For me, when I aged out, I signed a Section 56 so that I could go to university. But I would mostly say try really hard to think about what you would want to be doing, because I definitely didn't put enough thought into it. So when I got to university, it took me too much time to figure out what I wanted to do. And then I had to finish up my degree really quick because I didn't have a lot of time before I aged out. So I ended up with a degree that wasn't the most useful. I'm still very happy that I went and I learned a lot and I had great experiences and met great people. But if I were to go to university now, again, and get a different bachelor's degree, I would either get something I was more interested in or get something that was more practical.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. For those listening who don't know, Section 56 of the Child and Family Services Act is a voluntary extension of supports for 18-year-old permanent and long-term wards to extend services up to 21 years old. This is mostly for training and educational purposes. When a youth who has been in the system wants to go for training or education past 18, they can apply for Section 56 and continue services up until 21 years old. Once again, I'd like to thank Jessica and everyone else at Youth Speak Out. The Adoption Support Center of Saskatchewan has been home to the Youth Speak Out program for over 3 years. If you or someone you know has an interest in learning more about youth advocacy and would like to join the Saskatoon YSO team, please check out their website at adoptionsask.org or call the ASCS office at 306-665-7272. To find the resources mentioned throughout this episode, check out our Facebook page, Youth Voices Today. In our next episode, we'll be talking to another wonderful youth from Youth Speak Out. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you guys in our next episode. Bye!